Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's a cloudy and cool start to the long weekend in Gauteng. By this afternoon, we can expect isolated showers and thunder showers over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria up to 22, Joburg and Polokwane 21, Mbombela 23, Emalahleni only 18, Rustenburg 26. But if you are travelling, remember the heat wave over parts of the Eastern Cape, and it will be extremely uncomfortably warm in the Garden Route. One of the hottest places in the country today is Oudtshoorn with a maximum of 39 degrees.
Oh, it sounds delicious. In Belfast, a collision on the N4 just west of Belfast, it's causing queuing traffic.
The Department of Health has confirmed 3 more cases of Mpox in Gauteng. The cases have been detected in Ekurhuleni. The newly detected positive cases are 2 males and 1 female, including a 14-year-old. According to the National Department of Health, the patients are currently self-isolating and receiving appropriate clinical management. And the European Union hit Apple and Google with decisions under its Digital Markets Act, a law that forces the world's biggest digital companies to open up to competition in the 27-country EU. The Commission told Apple to enhance the compatibility of its iPhone with competitors' products, including headphones and smartwatches. According to the EU Commission, the effective interoperability for third-party connected devices is an important step towards opening Apple's ecosystem. This will lead to a better choice for consumers. Apple has accused the EU of putting user security and privacy at risk with the law, but the Commission has repeatedly rejected that claim. And with that, looking at our business in the net. Economists are divided over the interest rates announcement we can expect this afternoon. While some forecast that the Reserve Bank will keep the rate unchanged, others are not ruling out a rate hike cut of possibly 25 basis points. This comes after the latest inflation data that shows CPI stayed at 3.2% last month, better than the expectation that inflation would pick up slightly. Meanwhile, American President Donald Trump has called on the US Federal Reserve to what Trump calls do the right thing and lower their interest rates. The US Fed left their lending rate unchanged yesterday and hiked inflation expectations. In Asia, most equities rose this morning after US Fed boss Jerome Powell suggested any increase in consumer prices caused by tariffs would likely be short-lived. A dollar this morning at R18.11, a euro R19.76, pound R23.56. Gold continues to shine at record levels this morning at $3,049.18 per fine ounce, and oil at $71.07 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
Well, it looks like there is some good news ahead for Vodacom Bulls fans, with indication that 2 Springbok loose forwards, Marcel Kutsi and Cameron Anakom, could return to action ahead of Saturday's URC clash with Leinster. The Bulls will also be hoping that Johan Huisen returns from his knee injury in the next 2 weeks. Jake White will name his side on Friday. Gino Cupido will make his debut for the Springbok Sevens team in Hong Kong next weekend. His inclusion is one of 3 changes from the Vancouver squad. The 19-year-old was included alongside Diewald Iman and Zane Davids. The Blitzboks will face Uruguay, Australia and New Zealand in a fairly tough Pool B. Well, Cameroon were held to a goalless draw by Minnows Eswatini yesterday as match day 5 of World Qualifying kicked off on the continent. And that match was played in Mbombela. That's where Eswatini hosts their matches as the kingdom lacks a FIFA approved stadium. Elsewhere, Group H leaders Tunisia stretched their lead to 5 points with a 1-0 away win over Liberia. Madagascar hammered the Central African Republic 4-1 to go top of their group. For Bafana Bafana, they will be targeting victory over Lesotho. The teams will meet in the Group C World Cup qualifier at the Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane tomorrow night. It kicks off at 6. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.